Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at that little dancing. Woo-hoo. And our moderator, Tiffany. Woo-hoo. And she's in the star. Yay. We got hello.
Yay. Next
All
week,
right.
I think Tiffany was coming on live with you, right? Like full. Or did that get rejected?
That?
I can't remember.
We're trying to get Tiffany to come on live with me, and she had some very, gosh, I was going to say opinionated, but that may be opinionated thoughts on that. But anyway, she really does not want to be on camera yet, even though we have lots of pleadings for you to be on camera.
We're all begging for it. I love it. So.
Anyway, how are you, everybody? Come on in. Tell us where you're from. This is so big and so huge to light up your part of the grid. The grid is important. It's so important. You're lighting it up. And then by telling us where it is, it's really cool. Blows minds.
I like that. Mind-blowing light up. Get that grid going. So, yeah. And if you guys have questions, we love to hear your questions. It makes really interesting shows when we know what you want us to talk about. So please, please put your questions in the chat of whatever stream you're watching. However, if you're watching from my Facebook stream, it doesn't seem like the chat gets to us.
Well, that means you need to come to my YouTube, and then
so go to my YouTube. Not
you can come over to my
I did check my YouTube. My YouTube does work. So
okay,
please,
good.
Yeah, go to that. I just sent a hi for Morgan from my Facebook page again, and I haven't seen it come up yet. So I think that it's still not. I don't know why that doesn't work.
Interesting.
I don't know.
So don't be offended if you've been sending questions and then we're not seeing them. It's just could be a glitch in there. So
it could be. But if it does help, our YouTube channels do work.
Mine works really
and
well.
I did test out the Dolores Cannon page. I can't remember if I did the QHHT page, but those are working. We do have Facebook questions coming up here, but it doesn't seem like for some reason mine are not connecting. I don't know. It's not, we're not ignoring my peoples.
Right.
But,
no.
anyways, when you ask that question, let me finish that statement. Write Tiffany in capital letters and put emojis and all kinds of lovely things in there, because that's how she knows you're asking a question and not just chatting amongst the group chat. So,
which is wonderful too.
Yeah.
We love that as well. But if you want a question, if you have a question you want it answered or at least brought up, then definitely bring it to Tiffany's attention.
That's right.
Super.
Big letters. So. So we like to update people when we can, when I'm paying attention on what's astrology, what's going on.
Yeah.
The only thing I wrote down was Black Moon Lilith, because I just like the terms of it. But there will be an eclipse on October 2nd, and Black Moon Lilith apparently is part of this eclipse energy. And what it does is it, if you guys are having relationship things come up, that's what it's doing.
It has to do with that. Lilith is in there.
Lilith is getting her nose in everything.
Uh-oh.
But from what I understand, from what I was listening to, is that if it doesn't necessarily even have to be relationships. However, that is how it seemed focused, is relationships. And what, even if you don't know something's bothering you, if it is, it's going to show itself. So just be ready. Buckle up is what I say. Buckle up a little bit, because you're probably going to be experiencing stuff coming up that you'll be like, I don't even know why I'm upset at this, or I don't even know why I'm sad. Have you ever had that? I don't even know why I'm sad. And so you might have some emotions come up, some feelings come up that you didn't even know were there. Now imagine that could work both ways, right? Like all of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't even know I felt that way about this person. And it could be a little boop.
Oh yeah. The other direction. Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? You know, if you're repressing something like that, then maybe that'll come up too. So.
Yeah. So repressed emotions, whatever they are.
but yeah, if you've been going through some rocky times with a relationship, start looking at some astrology. It might help you work that out
Cool.
or figure it out why it's
Yeah.
happening.
I mean,
It's
you said
happening
that
for
was
you, not to you. Remember that.
always. Yeah, always. Yeah, it's always for you. And then by these things that are out there, they're just helping give insight, just a little heads up, little something to help you look at it differently. But
YouTube will freeze our frames every once in a while and some really funny things, and I'm really hoping that'll be it. That face you just made. Like I will not put a banner on this thing if it shows you doing that face. I'll be like, that one. That's the one. Want that. Anyway. Right. Should we get Tiffany in here to tell us
Yes.
who's shouting out their locations?
Absolutely. Tiffany, are you available, please?
Oh, I guess. For
Oh,
all the lovely
come
people out there.
on. Oh, she thinks you guys are lovely. Yeah,
Yeah.
that.
And who else thinks she just sounded like Eeyore? Don't
Oh,
bother. With a
my.
side of poo. That can be taken a lot of ways. All right.
That could be taken a lot of ways.
Yeah, you don't want to go in my brain. All right, we
There's a
have
side of poo in there.
no,
Okay, hopefully you didn't just come in and you heard that whole conversation.
really. Or
You're
if you did, welcome.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, I'm
welcome.
going by. Not for me.
Right. You guys, Tiffany's gonna dress up for Halloween this year for the Halloween show, just so you know. You won't get to see what it looks like, but because she doesn't come on live, but
Wait a minute. Is the
Were we on
Halloween?
Halloween?
That's what I'm like, what?
No, it's like a Tuesday, but I am dressing up. Piper and I already have our
It's
costumes.
a Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday. We could still do it. We could be on All Souls.
Good. You could come on with. Excuse me. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's choking her up.
Goodness. Did you say Piper had a costume?
Yeah. We always match. So
Oh.
we have our matching costumes already.
I'd say that has to happen. I mean, we can carry it over.
I think something should happen with that.
And then she comes on camera with Piper
Yeah.
in
You guys
costume.
vote in the chat room. Would you like to see Tiffany in costume? Well, it'll be All Souls Day, October 1st when we. No,
No,
November,
November
November
1st.
1st. Sorry, I'm in the wrong month. I'm like, wait a minute, that's
Yeah,
like next week.
that's Tuesday.
Right, you won't see it then, but yeah, November 1st. That'll be good. All right, it's a date.
You all can have your costumes on too.
I
That'd be
like
so
this.
fun. We'll just have an extended Halloween party.
Yeah, and if you're in Facebook chats, you can post a picture of yourself in your costume. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yes.
Yeah, I like
And you
this
can have
interactive
the
audience
puppies
thing.
and kitties and whatever else, fishies maybe. I don't know anything else. Birds.
Wow.
Tracy, get on the birds, please.
I'm gonna get on the birds.
Oh. All
Got
right. Where we got people from? We have New York, Canada, California, Tennessee, Michigan, New Hampshire. Some more New Yorks, Florida, Miami Beach, Florida. We have another California, Seattle,
Florida just had
Nebraska. Yep.
a hurricane.
A
Yeah.
hurricane.
Big hurricane went
Hurricane.
through.
Sending
And
you guys lots of love
yes.
because I've seen some of the videos. Some of you guys are like, thank you, God, it missed me. And some of you are like,
It
everything's gone.
devastated. Yeah. It
Yep.
devastated me.
So lots of prayers for you guys. Okay, go ahead, Tiffany.
Arizona, North Carolina, Colorado, Washington, New Mexico,
Wow.
Utah, London,
London.
cool.
British Columbia, Oregon, Nova Scotia, Hawaii,
Hawaii.
Atlanta, Arkansas,
Ooh. Okay, and
Yes.
Texas. We haven't gotten Texas yet.
Australia,
Okay. That'll work.
Missouri,
Great.
another, we have San Diego, another California, Washington, D.C.,
Very cool.
Chicago, another Australia, another Australia, Canada, California, Idaho, Iceland. Hello, Iceland.
Iceland.
Oh, we're coming to see you
We're
guys.
coming to see you. Exactly. We're
Oh,
coming.
there's Texas.
Okay. All right. Everybody's here now. But
Okay.
definitely Iceland. We're coming to
Somebody
see
got
you.
very creative about how they put Tiffany's name in here. So just saying,
Oh,
good job.
okay. I'm
Okay.
not there yet. Don't ruin it
No,
for me, Tracy.
I won't. But when you get there, you might need to sing it.
Oh.
Oh, Tiffany. Tiffany. Oh, I get it. Yeah, it's a chant. It's not singing.
Stop it. See, I
Someone
didn't
is
ruin it.
dry.
You didn't know it was a chant. You thought it was a song because I thought it was a song.
All right. Oh, we also have Ireland and Hong Kong, Virginia, Massachusetts, South Texas, Vancouver, Washington, and someone is driving to Texas.
Oh my
That's the one.
goodness.
And
Oh.
you're
All
on
right.
the road and you're anyway, see how cool that is? That's when we now you know you're not alone for sure. You're not alone. There, we're everywhere.
Everywhere. I have something for the audience to tune into.
Okay.
Does that sound? And Tiffany and you, all of you guys can tune into this. So last night, I'm sitting there, I want to say about 9:30 ish, somewhere in there. And I have one of the Ring doorbells that my phone will go off when somebody's there.
Right.
So my phone goes off. And I'm thinking, okay. Did we get a delivery or something? Because nobody's coming in. Nobody, you know, nothing exciting happened when that went off. So I thought, oh, the cat set it off. So I'm looking in the video, no cat. And that goes off again.
Oh.
I'm like, And so I'm checking the video again, still nothing. And then it goes off again. I'm like, this is weird. So I go stand outside. Well, my oldest son, he's at work and it's going off on his phone too. So he gets on the little speaker, which kind of scared me, I'm going to tell you. But he gets on the speaker and he goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "I don't know. It just keeps going off, but I don't see the cat and I'm not seeing anything out here. You know, like no breeze to blow bushes around, nothing." And he goes, "Well, that last one, the frame on it just kind of froze up, like it did this weird pixely video thing." And so I was like, all right, well, let's see. He goes, and he said, "And isn't it interesting? Because you know, you can go to the Ring app, and then of course they advertise underneath it that you got your window where it's your front door, and then it's got advertisements under it. And the advertisement under it was something about a ghost advertising something for Halloween." He goes, "Isn't it interesting that the advertisement underneath this is about a ghost?" I'm like, oh my gosh, it is. So anyways, I go back, I sit down. I think it might have went off one more time after that. And then the whole thing kind of quit working. And I was like, all right, now I can't get it to connect to the internet or nothing. And so then this morning I get up and I check it. And I didn't even know the Ring thing would do this. The last video, between the last video and some, oh, when I went out to feed the cat this morning, because I feed the little stray and my cat's out there once in a while too. But anyway, so I go out there to put some food in the dish. And so between those two videos, I was just kind of scrolling back and forth and it was recording. And at 1:30 this morning, the front up by my driveway, the light comes on and it almost looks like a ghosty image of a human body standing there, leans forward to look around the corner and then back, and then it disappears. Right, so who
Ooh.
wants to tune into that? And I
Whoa.
showed it to Josh. I said, "Am I making it up or does that look like someone's standing there?" He goes, "No, it totally looks like someone's standing there." And I can't show you guys because it's not one of the recorded clips that you can download. It's in between those. It shouldn't have even recorded it. Like that should not be on my recording. It's like the gap between the recordings. I don't even know how to describe it.
Tiffany, understand. Tiffany, you have a ring, right?
Yes, I do.
So you know better what she's talking about. I don't know anything about them, so how they work, but interesting. I mean, I was thinking something energetic, maybe it's energy or something, and then you went the ghost route, which is energy, but
Just because that was underneath the, it said
yeah, I mean.
something about activating your inner ghost or something, and they were dressed up like a ghost for Halloween, and it was like, okay, do you think they're trying to tell us
And
something?
then when you said that, I was thinking maybe it was something that Ring was doing as a joke. But then when you see something on the camera, it's like, okay, that I don't know how they would have done that.
Well, and the thing that the fact that it recorded it was like, I don't ever, let me see if I can get that to,
Maybe I don't want to see the spooky video.
no, I don't think you can see it. It's going to be too fuzzy, but we're looking at this, I think this image right here. Let me get my finger on the thing. And if I can move that. Oh, maybe that's not what we're, oh yeah. See how it disappeared? Yeah, guys, you can
It's
see it.
definitely something is there and then it's not there.
Telling you. What do you guys think? That's my ghost story. That's it. Anyways, if anybody feels like they would like to tune into that, I would be curious. And I told them this morning because I couldn't get it to then connect to my Wi-Fi and everything else is connecting fine to Wi-Fi. So I said, you broke my ring. I said, if you want to get me a message, that's okay. But it costs money to fix these things, so fix it. And now it's working.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
knows? Who knows? So, anyways, all right.
Very
Anything
cool.
else we want to talk about before we get to the questions?
I think so. Not right off the top of my head. Maybe something will stir up. But
Okay.
as we go.
All
But yeah,
right.
that's a cool
So
story. I love it.
it's interesting, right? Especially when there's like this thing. And what made me go look at the in between, like I was scrolling to get to the next video, and there was a bigger, usually there's just this little gap and you can go to the next little bubble that recorded. And this was a big gap, so I'm spinning through. I'm like, wait, what was it? Recorded something here, but it's not anything I can download so I could share it. So I had to kind of screenshot it. I'm like, it's interesting. It shouldn't be there, and it is, and that in itself is interesting.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what do we have for questions, dearie? Most precious, wonderful Tiffany.
Most precious dearie.
Yeah.
Dearie. So Desiree says the thinning veil shifting upwards dimensionally has been coming to me. Well, and,
Ooh.
we've been saying our cameras can catch things now, like these phones can catch them. And I don't know what, maybe these rings are also, I mean, because they're using the same digital, the
Yeah.
digital photography is what's catching the between the other dimensions. So,
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
who is he playing hide and seek with?
I know. Yeah, because it's like you can see this body, and then like it looks like this head pops out and then pops back, and then the whole thing disappears and the light goes off.
it's
Yeah.
I'm hearing we're going to be seeing more things, more interesting things.
I am going to say something that probably only I will see looking at it when I went forward before that light comes on and that hazy energy is there. To me, it almost looked like a mantis being
Oh,
head in some of, like I could see that in some of the patterning, and I was like, that almost looks like it could be something like that. But the image itself seemed more human in its shape than like a mantis thing. But I also had that praying mantis land on my hand this week when I was out in the backyard. And I was just like, how cool is this? He just like jumped on my hand. So I think there is a lot of
And was
communication
that a man? That
going
was
on
an
right now.
interesting because you had that picture, and I was trying to figure out what it was, but was it just because it was this way rather than usually they're standing up, but it just looked different than a mantis. The head looked like a mantis, but the body looked different.
Well, it was kind of a golden color versus the green ones. That part was cool. And it was a little thinner in the body than the green ones. Like Erica posted when her mantis had a nice big full body to it. And this one was more thin. So in those ways, it kind of did look a little different, a little bit thinner and longer, kind of like the stick, the little stick
Yeah,
bugs.
walking sticks.
Yeah. But it was a praying mantis. And yeah, I just moved the curtain thing and it jumps and lands on my hand. I went over to bring it to something else and it just stayed on my hand. I said, okay, we'll visit for a while. But yeah, that was pretty fun. And you would think that would have scared me because, you know, I wasn't expecting it, but I just looked over and went, oh, hi. Like it was a normal thing to have happen. I thought, huh. You know, I had a client that came into my office that I didn't hear her come in, and that made me scream like a little girl and run in place. But something, a bug jumping on me, I'm just calm as can be. Okay. But yeah. So yeah. I also with the channeling, I feel like I want to share this. We were talking about the new kids that are coming in, right? These really gifted little beings that don't really talk until they're like 5 years old because they're speaking their own language. And so this was one of the other, this was like a reading, not QHHT, just to be clear, you guys, it wasn't QHHT. But as soon as I tapped into her, she had one of the tall whites with her. And I talk about that once in a while. They're 12th dimensional beings that do healing work. And so we were asking, why is the tall white here? And they said, because she is one. And I was like, oh, I don't think I've ever met an incarnated tall white. You know, we've got Palladians, Arcturians, and all that. But this one was just like, ooh, and I just got chills. And I was like, this is really fun. So why I want to share this is because these energies are able to be sustained in our reality now. And so
Cool.
that's just
So
showing
we've raised the
more and more
frequency
we're
enough.
raising that frequency, and these kids can come in because these other beings, you know, these higher dimensional beings are coming in and incarnating, like, you know, the volunteers that your mom's talking about. And then they can hold and sustain the energy for these kids to come in.
That's
And
really interesting. That's another dimension to that that I can see how it's evolving to that, because it's
yeah.
like when they were first coming in, the thing was to raise the vibration frequency of the mother to be able to hold the energy of that child enough to
Yeah.
carry it to term. And then now, okay, so we raised. So that's easier and easier. And then now, because of everybody being here, the frequency of the planet is raising enough to be able to.
To hold
Oh,
these
that's so
kids.
cool.
So that's
Oh,
just evidence
that's
that it's
really cool.
working, you guys. When you get caught up in whatever's shown on TV, turn it off and go back to this and go, nope, we know it's working because these kids are coming. And they wouldn't be here if we couldn't raise that energy to hold them. So
Absolutely. That is so cool. See, that's beyond, that's information that's further down the road that
yeah.
your mom would have gotten it if she was still here and
She
getting
would
the
have totally
information.
gotten it.
Yeah, would have
Absolutely,
gotten
100%.
it.
Because these moms would have wanted to know why their kids aren't talking, and they would have contacted your mom to find out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, because that's what happened. And actually, she said she contacted you and you sent her to me. So she was in Bulgaria. So I couldn't.
I know who you're talking about.
She
She was
was in
asking about.
Bulgaria and she couldn't have a QHHT session. So she chose to do a reading instead.
Was this the one that she was? There's somebody that was a lot of light language. I can't remember if they were talking it or somebody around
Yeah,
it may have been
kids are
this. And I'm like
talking.
trying to understand light language, and I'm like, go to Tracy.
Yep. The kids were speaking a language that she
That was
didn't
it.
understand. And she said that she knew what they were saying, but she didn't know what they were saying. It was really a cool session to have. And just all the information that was coming to her for that was fantastic. So,
Oh, cool.
but it's very exciting for humanity. You know, to have these kids. And, you know, we know a few other people that have children like that too. So if you know someone that has some children that they aren't talking yet and they think they should be, don't you worry about it. Those guys are more advanced than you know, and they will speak when it's time. And usually it's about the time they've got to start going to school, they'll start speaking. So, and then you don't even have to worry about it because they're going to talk like they've always been talking the whole time.
Yeah, because they've been hearing it. They're getting it, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, that was a really
Very
fun
cool.
session, but I wanted to share it with you guys because I just think it's evidence that we're all just doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Everything's in order, even the chaos. Don't worry about it. So, okay. I suppose we should let the beloved Tiffany ask us a question.
Absolutely.
Well, since you brought up praying mantises, we have a question for Matthew about I've had a lot of praying mantis on my front door and on windows of my bedroom. Any meaning behind that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's very similar. I mean, they're communicating when the bugs are there. I mean, it's showing you're attracting them, so it's trying to show you. I'm just going to say it. They're trying to show you who you are. This is yeah. If you're starting to see those things, it's introducing you to that idea, and you're being comfortable around them, and you may start having dreams, you may start having visions, you may have whatever, but this is their way of making contact.
I love that you're talking about dreams and visions because that is their biggest way to communicate. The praying mantis, from what I understand, work a lot with the telepathy and psychic skills. So if you're seeing them, like they're coming out of the woodwork, it sounds like
They're getting your attention.
you're probably being activated in a big way psychically. So yeah, I would definitely pay attention to that. That sounds amazing. So yeah.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Look at that.
Nice.
We
See,
answered
yeah,
that
don't
one
be
quick.
afraid of them. Yeah, see, this is it. Doesn't it change the whole perspective on bugs?
Right? Exactly. I love it. All
Yeah, that's
right.
a cool one. Tiffany.
This is from Team Ginger.
Hey, Ginger, you made it.
question. They have appropriate, well, it says question for the fairest Princess Tiffany. So, they've appropriately addressed me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate
You're a princess. I mean, I don't know how many lives she must have had as a princess because it's
it.
fully into this life.
This is, yeah, no denial in it. Here we go. What would she like to know?
This is from Convoluted Universe. Since we live parallel lives, do our pets run parallel lives with us?
Yeah, I think everything does. Our pets, let's see, I'm feeling it out here. Pets are other people. Remember, this is all this thing that we're moving in and out of, and even not even just the lives, but other dimensions or other timelines within the lives, and all of these are we're all running these different roles. So I'm going to say yes, but some of the shows I love how they do that. They will show different characters, like this pet's name is what, let's see. We'll say Fido because nothing else is creatively coming to my mind right now. But maybe in this life, it's, or in this timeline, maybe it has to do with timelines because in this life you have guide is what's coming in. Anyway, you have that being in your life. And then, but maybe in another one or another dimension one, maybe it's a fish that you named Fido. And maybe another one, it's a cat that you named Fido. But see, it's still a being there that's probably, they just took on a different costume. But that's what's coming in right now. But I say, why not? I mean, we make these agreements. It's where are these agreements laying, and what we're choosing to do. These agreements are with our animals as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get the same kind of answer is, yeah, it's not always in the same form or at the same time frame. But certainly those souls are part of the experiences that we're having in all the parallels, all the timelines, if you will. So
That's one of those things. I mean, you kind of keep going and you're going, you can either go up or down with it, but like down a rabbit hole or up a whatever. But it's like, it's one of those, it just keeps going, vroom, vroom, laying over and of different parts to it. And how big is big? And, those kind of things. And you can really let your mind, this is like she's saying, convoluted universe. That's the one said that, bend your mind like a pretzel. And that's a kind of thoughts, that thought process of concepts that will do it. But it's fun. It's a
Oh,
fun
yeah.
exercise for
I
your
pick for that. Yeah.
brain.
Like, what if it could be like this? Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
All right. Oh, great one. Beautiful and adoring Tiffany. Is there anything else that you would like to read to us that would be in the form of a question?
I feel like you're asking me a riddle to get under my bridge, because or across my bridge, because I'm a troll. Is that
Riddle me this. Okay, here's the riddle. If you are
Oh
not
gosh.
there to experience something, does it exist?
Is that like if the tree fell in the forest,
Mm-hmm.
does it make a sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, if nobody's there to hear it, it doesn't make a sound. Yeah.
Yeah. But if
Yeah.
you're not, if you're creating your own reality and you leave a scene, does that scene close down? We talked about this, I think, with it's in your mom's books. Does that scene continue, or is it just there for you?
Oh, it's just there for you. It's your creation.
Yeah.
And this, I love the computer analogy. Kaya uses this, and it's exactly how it is. There's not enough bandwidth to keep that going. It has to stay with where you are, and just a few steps ahead of where you are. And as soon as you leave it, it's just like one or two behind you, it's closing down because there's
Yeah.
not bandwidth to keep it going, the whole thing and all the possibilities, probability. It just isn't there. If we compare it to a computer, what size of super duper computer would it take to do all that? See, and it's not
Oh,
there.
no kidding. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
So think about that, you guys. If that doesn't help you wrap your mind around you're creating your own reality, I don't know what would. But yeah, that's something to
You
chew on.
might think, but I remember those things. And that's where you're creating it again when we remember it. Memories are creations. And so then just like we do a session, we're popping back into that memory. We're popping in back into that space time, but it's only there because we're back there again. We otherwise it's just maybe I just saw flattening. Maybe it flattens and it's just held. I don't know what that flattening is about. That was interesting. It was like it flattened. So maybe that's where it
I
does
think
that.
about it like the infinite tabs that I put on my computer. Can you relate to this, Tiffany? And when I pop over to one tab, I can't see what's going on the other tabs. But
Yeah.
when I go over there, then there they are, and I can start up where I left off.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know. There's so many ways to look at
It
it.
didn't necessarily do a bunch of stuff unless it was your email tab, but it didn't necessarily do things. It just held until
Until I
you
came back
came
to
back.
it.
Ooh, yeah,
Yeah.
that's an interesting analogy.
I use that one for parallel, like dimensions on this planet, because we have many dimensions on this planet. And it would be, it's like, well, how do you tune into these different things, or how does that work? And it's like, well, again, if you have tabs open on your computer, you can only see one at a time, unless you have two
Right.
screens, but you can only see one at a time. And when, or if you're changing the radio stations, you
Yeah,
can
I like to do
see
it to
one
the
at a time.
television. I like to tell because the television, you're
Oh, yeah.
focused on that one. The others are still going, but you're not
Yep.
into them. You're not focused on them. You have no idea what's going on until you change the channel. And when
Yeah,
you
you
do, you
change
don't
it.
know what's going on over here. It's
Exactly. Yeah. See, they got so many great ways for us to compare
They're
that.
telling us we're being shown all
Yeah.
the
They're like,
time.
it's right there in front of you. Go to your Netflix. Can you watch more than one of those at a time? No. But
Not Stan Stanley.
they're all there, and you can access any one of them whenever you want,
Yeah, bye.
but you can only be focused on the one you're
Yeah.
accessing.
It's just where do you shift your focus? And that's where you can pick back up on it.
Yeah. And every once in a
Very.
while, I'll go back to a series that I'm watching, and when I click on it, it goes back two episodes and starts playing it. And I don't know why it's been doing that.
Oh,
That makes me
interesting.
think of deja vu. I feel like I've already seen
Very
it.
familiar.
Anyways, all right, Tiffany, I promise I won't cut you off with more analogies or tricky questions.
Those are good analogies. I mean, sometimes we need those to understand some of these concepts.
Yes, I like it.
The translation brain twisty.
Yes.
Yes.
For those of you that are not
Oh, if you're
watching
not on video, I'm doing.
it. This question is from Why Am I Here? Oh, wise and beauteous Tiffany. Thank you. Question: what is the consensus on using crystals to protect from EMFs from our cell phones and other electronics? Sending light and love.
Whatever you believe in, you're going to create. So, I see those things. It's like, oh, that they're such cool gadgets and gadgets that they're creating to protect us from these things. And I'll start buying into it, and I'll start going, oh yeah, that's really cool. And then I remember, wait a minute, but I don't believe those affect me. So I'm like, well, I don't need that, and that's so want to check in with what your belief is. They're telling us that these are affecting us. I know from a session years and years and years ago, they were telling us that light workers, you do not need to be concerned. And that was before our frequencies really started raising. It's like your frequencies are above all these things, so don't be concerned. It's not
Yeah.
affecting you. So, but if you focus on that and you're like, I need to protect myself from that, then now you're taking your frequency to that, and now you see you're
You're going to
creating
have
the
that
thing.
experience. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're creating the very thing that you're wondering if you need.
Yeah.
What are your beliefs? You don't have to believe in these. They're only there if you believe in them. That goes back to your thing. Does it is it there if I'm not there?
Yeah.
If you don't believe in it, it's not there.
Well, if you think about it, when you if you hurt your foot or something, everybody's jammed a toe, and it really, really hurts. And then if you go sit down, let the toe calm down, right? Your attention's not on it. You start the TV, and maybe something else is distracting you, a conversation or something. And then all of a sudden you start thinking about, oh yeah, I hurt my foot today. And then all of a sudden you're focused on it again, and it starts hurting again. Yeah,
Yeah, true.
it's kind of like that. Yeah. And there's is something popping in for me to say that some of you are experiencing that because you wanted to. So keep that in mind too. And I know you guys get and you can be like, why would I want to experience that? But for some reason you wanted to, and maybe it has something to do with something you're going to do or a purpose you have, or just so you can see how to work with frequencies, you might have wanted to experience frequencies. And so maybe talking to your counsel about, okay, can the frequencies not affect my body like that? Because maybe it's like when people say, why do I wake up so tired? Or why do I wake up like I just ran a marathon? It's like, well, you asked them to remember that you were doing something. So you had a physical response to that so that you would remember you were busy that night. Maybe it's the same thing. You want to know, I want to experience frequencies, but how am I going to know if I'm experiencing them? So then you give yourself that physical response to it. So just start negotiating these things out a little bit. See if you can shift it.
And that's a huge point. Know that you can negotiate. We came in with expectations or anticipations of something. And then, but then we're here, boots on the ground, and things shift and change. And our guidance team and all the directives were still set to the other anticipated events or anticipated ongoings. We're in a constantly shifting world here now, unprecedented. We have to talk to our people, our team. It's like, okay, hey, this is what's happening here. Can we shift this? Can we do this differently? You can negotiate. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah. We've done it in sessions for people, and it's effective. So why not just do it for yourself if that's happening?
Absolutely.
Shift it. Yeah. Love it. All right. Do you want to summons the princess? Ooh.
Tiffany. Oh, Tiffany. She loves this
No, you need to work on it again. That one wasn't as
Tiffany,
distressing.
wake up. Good morning.
Oh, here's the rage, PTSD. Oh, so this question: does anyone go to the place between lives in a QHHT session and find out about the contract for this life?
Absolutely. That's if it's important, for something you need for relevance or things that you need for this life, then you will go there. Sometimes people have questions about that area, that space, and maybe what happened, so we can ask about it. But definitely, but a lot of times they'll just go spontaneously just because it's important to know what what the agreement was coming in. So absolutely.
Quite common. I mean, that's one of the biggest questions we get is, what was my purpose?
Yeah.
Where did I come from?
Why did I do this?
Yeah. And then, yeah, and they'll be in a past life or in between lives or something in there, and be talking about, oh, I'm going to go back in and do this, and this, or I wanted to learn this. That's why I'm going to go back in, blah, 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 or whatever. So, yeah, that happens quite a bit.
Yes.
Those are the fun sessions. I like to hear those.
Yeah, sometimes they're with a council, and they're discussing it and going through all those things. So yeah, you'll get different scenarios there. Fun.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so maybe if we do like a wave, I'll do this and then you do it, and then we'll see if we can summon the next question.
You're sending me smoke signals.
That would be it. Did it work?
If you're not
Okay.
watching this in a video format, you really should reconsider and come to Tracy Mahan's YouTube page. Watch it there.
That was
Should have slipped it right in there.
My goodness.
Okay, this is from Lisa. This is for Julia. It says for mom, but for Julia slash
Well, that's
mom.
your mom.
Since she was a nurse, what is her opinion for, I'm gonna butcher this, costochondritis? I get knots that are super painful within the muscles between the ribs. No doctors can explain this.
Okay. Thank you. Don't, yeah, take the medical out of it. Just because we're nurses, I know we're used to hearing that, but take that out of it. You want to see exactly how is it manifesting in your body, because that's where the message is. So knots in the muscles between the ribs, is it on one side or all the way around? I mean, on both sides, because that might be something. As far as the ribs, let's look at what the ribs do. See, that's where then you go into, okay, what does that body part do? Because it's in the muscles between the ribs. This is really, really interesting. But
Yeah.
my first thing is to say, okay, the ribs, it's like, what do they do? They house the really vital organs. They're creating this cage around them. And then the muscles there, I mean, so is it maybe they hurt whenever you're breathing, probably because that expands, that moves, as you're doing that. I'm just trying to, what you do is you go through all of this and then seeing what it might be trying to tell. I know that when I had, and this is reminding me, so I feel like this is something. I had knots in the muscles, like right around the scapula, right below that, and a massage therapist working and working and working to get those out. And I just asked her, I said, okay, so from your experience, what could, and metaphysically or some from not just physically, what can that mean? And she said, oh, you're holding a lot of emotions there. You're just, see, that's on the back. So it's like, and here in the ribs, at one, it's motions. It's a lot of emotions that you're holding in there. Why that location, that will be a bigger part of your answer. But there's a lot of emotions you're holding on. You're not letting them move through. Are you getting anything, Tracy? I mean, I need,
Just
I
the
would
word
need to
not,
chat with
that
you and just
you're
keep
not letting it go, or you're
Yeah. Yeah.
not,
Good.
yeah.
Yeah. Good.
I was trying to look at the rib cage part. Like you were saying, it houses important things. So maybe there's something important that happened, or something that you're not letting go of that was important to you that didn't go the way you wanted it to, or something of that effect. And it's really hard for you to let that go. It feels to me like just talking about it, it makes me want to cry. Like there's a sadness to it. And yeah, that would be where I would start with that. What is it that you're not letting go that?
Another thing is because the situation I had that when she was working on that knot, and I'm like, oh, and she was talking about emotions, and then she was asking me about, forgiveness, and I'm like, yeah, gosh, I've, forgiven everyone. And she said, did you remember to forgive? Oh, she said, are you forgiving yourself for letting it go on so long? And that was the angle that I'd never thought of. And then I started erupting
Oh,
tears
yeah.
and everything. I was like, oh my gosh, that was it. You know, so feeling responsible maybe for, I don't know, whatever it is. So maybe go into forgiveness and look at the different parts, like this, whatever this is, these emotions, you're holding them in, but now look at the forgiveness. And you know, you got, and forgiving others, forgiving yourself, forgiving the parts that are played, forgiving, you know, all these different things. So
And remembering to grab a new perspective of it too, that this was happening for you to have an experience so that you could learn and grow from this. And what did what did you take away from it? What was the lesson? What experiences did you have that were positive experiences? Like sometimes people will get sick and then they're like, why did I get sick? And then said, well, what's the positive thing that happened? Well, if I wouldn't have been sick, I wouldn't have met this person. I wouldn't have saw that doctor and found this group of people, and I wouldn't be married to this person that I'm with right now. And like the story just kept going, and it was like,
yeah,
see, this
part of
brought
a bigger
a lot of
thing.
other things together. And so there is more to it sometimes than we realize. But finding the gratitude of what has come from this can be helpful too. I keep getting the word protection, like the rib
Which should
cage
make sense. Yes.
protection, right? And yeah, so maybe there was somewhere where you didn't get protected the way you were hoping you would, or somebody that you thought would protect you didn't. I'm not sure, but these are all things that you can say. Does any of that resonate? And if it does, start going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, and then just start talking. You can actually talk to those knots that are up there and just and ask them, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? And they'll give you an answer. They will talk to you and they'll be amazed that you're talking to them. Just, but in that process of talking to them, things will start opening and unfolding. So just be, oh, I'm hearing, be kind to yourself. So, and do this, allow yourself through this process. There's interesting, the words that are having, you know, that are making, I'm forcing out of my mouth. That's interesting. So they must mean something somewhere.
Interesting. But that, what a great question. Thank you for letting us look at that with you. It's important to remember that we can talk to the parts of ourselves that don't feel good and find out what they want us to know. There's a really good book you guys can get.
Soul
Oh,
speak the
I
language
forgot
of
I got that little fuzzy screen on, so I gotta hold it just right. But yeah, this the body of the or the language of the body, it's a powerful thing, and it is talking to us all the time. So
Yes, all the time.
yeah.
Great. Yeah, thank you.
Right. Do we have time for more? We do.
I think at least one more.
Most beautiful, wonderful, elegant, and fantastic woman of the night, Tiffany. What can you ask us now that would enlighten
Woman of the
others?
yeah, exactly. I'm not going to comment on that, mother. Tracy, now what are you turning me into?
Wait till you guys see the costume. No.
Wow. So this is from Matthew. As I've been raising my vibration and frequency, I feel I am drifting away from people, including my husband. Any tips to juggle this difference and keep the peace? I feel like we're on two different planets.
Yeah, and understandably that, and that does happen as we are raising the goal is that you both, everybody grows, everybody is moving. The goal would be that you would, you know, you're accepting of each other and where you are, and you grow and you're admiring each other's, you know, whatever's happening there. If we're trying to have expectations, it's like you need to be here with me and you need to be doing this with me, and you see that's when there's struggle. If we keep those expectations, you're supposed to be like this, we keep them in a box. You know, you're supposed to be acting this way, but you're not anymore. I don't understand. You know, that I can't work with that. If we can just be open, let expectations go, then we can all grow together. That would be your better, you know, scenario. So see what can be done there. But yeah, when you start feeling like I, this is a natural thing, we're all growing and we're all shifting our vibrations, and the ones that resonate will be there, and the ones that don't will naturally fall away. It's just, that's just how it is. And we'll find the ones, you know, we will just attract others that resonate on that same frequency.
Yeah.
What's a nice way to say that, Tracy?
Well, you're right on track with the astrology. Relationships are, if they're not energetically matching anymore, they're going to feel challenged. And it's okay. It's hard. It's going to be a hard thing to go through, but it's okay. You're going to be all right. So is he. You may make it through this and talk it out, or you may decide to go separate ways, and that's going to be okay, because then you both can grow and do what you came here to do. And this is what I like to tell people all the time. You cannot do it wrong. You can't. It's impossible to do life wrong, because you're here to have experiences. And any choice you make, anything you do, you're going to have an experience with that. You don't like it, you change what you're doing, you're going to have a different experience until you figure out the one you like, right? But you can't do it wrong, because you're going to experience something and learn.
I love that. I love that. That takes all the pressure off. And that's exactly it. We are here having experiences to learn from. So yes, look, what am I learning from this? And we don't die. We are eternal beings. This costume dies, but we, our soul, are eternal beings. And so we will continue having experiences after experiences. And so if this vehicle does go, we move on to something else. So that true part of ourselves is continuing to go. So that's where that just keeps moving and moving. Not to say you're going to die. It's just saying, this is what we keep, we always, I think that's our greatest fear. I'm going to be gone. We will, our true selves will never be gone.
No. And that relationship, even if it separates, that connection will always be there. So, we all have people that we're not in contact with anymore, but we all, if we think about them, we're going to reconnect with them energetically, telepathically, whatever it might be. How many times have you contacted somebody that you've been thinking about, and all of a sudden they go, "Oh, that's weird. I've been thinking about you." Yeah. Because they can feel you thinking about them, or you feel them thinking about you, and that's why you call. So, yeah. Well,
Unless
that
it's Tracy, and then you put her on the do not call list.
that's right. Block.
Oh, I just
Just
got some.
kidding. I
You
love
got the
you,
bat
Tracy.
signal. Tracy is really, really good at getting the bat signal.
Yeah. Play with it, you guys. It's fun. It's fun to see who you can do that with, and then be like, okay. Call them up and they'll be like, "Man, you've been on my mind." I'm like, "I know." You want to give me chocolate, don't you? Yeah. That may also be a subliminal I send out. We know that works. Julia and I did that one time before, and I kept getting lots and lots of chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't though, but she got it all. So, but that's okay. You really, really wanted
I did, and it was showing up in wonderful ways, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
All
very
right,
cool.
I think we haven't. I don't
I
think
haven't
we've
gotten a
got the
warning,
warning,
but we
but
know our time is getting
we know our
close.
time's going. So, Julia, tell everybody how to find anything QHHT.
Anything QHHT at QHHTofficial.com. Also, DoloresCannon.com. Oh, now we got our warning. Okay. DoloresCannon also, .com also has a link over to all the courses, practitioners, if you want to have a session. I guess that'd be, you want to have a session or you want to become a practitioner. So, and then
You
right
guys
now,
have a sale
time,
going.
we have a sale going on right now. And so
Yeah.
this is the perfect time. If you're thinking about becoming a practitioner, it'd be a great time to do that because these prices are really, really good. So just go there and check it out. Both of our level one and level two courses are on sale. So if that's something, if you're wanting to progress to the next level, great time to do it. So go there. And then also, like we're talking about the language of the body, if you go to juliacannon.com, you can see the online course that I created that expands on the book, but that's the book. And you can get that at ozarkmt.com or Amazon. So here we go. And Tracy, how
I'm
can
going to
people
do a
find
shout
you?
out for all of my wonderful colleagues that are putting on the companion class for QHHT. Please go check that out. If you are a practitioner, I highly, highly, highly 100% recommend taking a companion class. You will not regret it. Go check them out. QHHT
Yeah, they're we have them
official.com.
all over the world right now.
All over, you guys. That's phenomenal. Go do one. And if you would like to reach me, it's tracymahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com and find a practitioner. I'm in the Portland, Oregon area. I'm about 30, 40 minutes out of Portland. All right, guys. That's it.
Yeah,
Thank
so
you,
cool. Thank you, Tiffany. Any last words, Tiffany? Final message?
Tiffany. Yeah, how did they reach you, Tiffany?
You can find me at Q. I'm just kidding. You can find me here Friday.
There we
Yay.
go, right here.
Woo.
Fantastic. Thank you, everyone. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.